Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith. And with the Lord's help, we're going to continue on with a message I started yesterday, Blow the Trumpet in Zion. We looked at who in Scripture the trumpeters were, and they were the sons of Aaron. And we, God's people today, have been made kings and priests unto our God. That's what the Word of God says in Revelation. And so we've looked at the reality and fact that we as God's people need to sound an alarm, to wake those who may be asleep in Zion, and also to warn the wicked that the day of the Lord is soon approaching. What were the uses of the trumpet? I'd like to give a quick overview through Scripture. Well, I guess we could say, you might just reflect on this, that it's the use of the trumpet really is the character of the gospel and the work of the preacher. And every single one of us are able ministers of the gospel of reconciliation. It was blown over burnt offerings and sacrifices. In Numbers 10:10, the word says, "And in the day of your gladness, and in your solemn days, and in the beginning of your months, ye shall blow with the trumpets over your burnt offerings and over the sacrifices of your peace offerings, that they may be to you for a memorial before the Lord your God. I am the Lord your God." So this was, beloved, the joyful sound of atonement. Blessed are the people that know this trumpet sound, that we have been redeemed, we have been given peace and reconciliation to God by the blood of Jesus Christ. Psalm 89:15 says, "Blessed are the people that know the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance." It was blown at the anointing of a king, the trumpet. And we see in the Old Testament, as an example, 2 Kings 9:13, when Jehu was proclaimed as king, the trumpet was blown. And we know there's a reference in Acts, the 10th chapter, where Peter was declaring that Jesus, the crucified one, is now crowned with glory and honor. And ever since I've been a young Christian, I've, in my imagination, I've looked forward to that marvelous day in the future when Jesus shall be crowned before all mankind, those who are worthy to enter into his kingdom on this earth. He will be proclaimed as King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess that he is Lord to the glory of God the Father. We know also under the Old Covenant it was blown before the Ark of God. 1 Chronicles, the 15th chapter, verse 24, we see David brought the Ark into Jerusalem with the sound of the trumpet. And so, beloved, the coming of this symbol of his presence was heralded by the watchful, joyful trumpet. And I'm thinking now of that wonderful song, "The Days of Elijah, Behold, He Cometh, Riding on the Clouds." We need, as God's people, to sound out this blessed note. You watchmen of the Lord, you are listening. God has given you the ability to share your testimony, to declare that Jesus is coming again. And we also know under the Old Covenant it was blown to warn. Ezekiel 33:4, and this is speaking to the wicked, to the unsaved. "Then whosoever heareth the sound of the trumpet and taketh not warning, if the sword come and take him away, his blood shall be upon his own head. He heard the sound of the trumpet and took not warning, his blood shall be upon him. But he that taketh warning shall deliver his soul." Beloved, this is the day of battle. the enemy knows that his time is short, and there are demon spirits that are being released, and there's such wickedness being multiplied on the face of the earth, just as in the days of Noah. Remember, Jesus warned that his coming, it would be as in the days of Noah. And beloved, if no warning is given, who shall prepare himself for battle? The power of sin and the hosts of hell offer no truce. And it was blown to sound an alarm. This is what we have been called to do. Blow the trumpet in Zion, sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord cometh, it is nigh at hand. We see that Joel, the prophet, was seeing the mustering of the nations. The day of the Lord is at hand. We know that before very long, there shall be an invasion of Israel. All nations shall be gathered together against God's holy land. And the nation shall find Jerusalem as a stone of stumbling, a rock of offense. They shall They want to wipe, and even today, the declared purpose of many of the nations surrounding Israel is to drive her into the sea, to wipe out the mention of the name of Israel. But beloved, we have a responsibility. Let me read just portions of Joel chapter 2, because it talks in verse 2 about a day of darkness and of gloominess, a day of clouds and of thick darkness as the morning spread upon the mountains. And I know there are various renditions of these next following verses, but we also, I believe, can interpret it as God's people, the manifested sons of God, because it goes on in that verse to read about a great and a strong people. There hath not ever been the like, neither shall be any more after it, even to the years of many generation. A fire devoureth before them, and behind them a flame burneth. The land is as the Garden of Eden before them, and behind them a desolate wilderness, yea, and nothing shall escape them. Verse 5, like the noise of chariots on the tops of mountains shall they leap, like the noise of a flame of fire that devoureth the stubble, as a strong people set in battle array. Before their face the people shall be much pained, all faces shall gather blackness. They shall run like mighty men, they shall climb the wall like men of war, they shall march every one on his way, and neither shall they break their ranks. Neither shall one thrust another. They shall walk every one in his path, and when they fall upon the sword, they shall not be wounded. That's definitely a supernatural manifestation. They shall run to and fro in the city, they shall run upon the wall, they shall climb up upon the houses, they shall enter in at the window like a thief. The earth shall quake before them, the heavens shall tremble, the sun and moon shall be dark, and the stars shall withdraw their shining. And then it goes on to say in verse 11, and the Lord shall utter his voice before his army, for his camp is very great. For he is strong that executeth his word, for the day of the Lord is great and very terrible, and who can abide it? Therefore also now saith the Lord, turn ye even to me with all your heart. I feel the Lord speaking to us, beloved, that this is a time as never before. We should be praying and interceding for the unsaved, for our loved ones that don't know Jesus, for the backslid, for the nations that don't know God. Turn ye even to me with all your heart, with fasting and with weeping and with mourning, and rend your heart and not your garments, and turn unto the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness, and repenteth him of the evil. Who knoweth if he will return and repent, and leave a blessing behind him, even a meat offering and a drink offering unto the Lord your God. Beloved, we look at the news, the things that have happened in these last few years, the weather tragedies, the hurricanes, the tornadoes, the tremendous flooding, the drought, all the things that we're experiencing here in America. Beloved, God's people need to rally themselves. We need to blow the trumpet in Zion. We need to sound the alarm. As never before, we need to stir ourselves, those who are asleep in Zion, that we need to understand that the time is short and God is calling us to do all that we can to work with both hands, for a day is coming in which we won't be able to work. We have a responsibility, beloved, the responsibility of the trumpeter. We should be, as the Lord's watchmen, we should be the very first to see and the first to sound the note or warning that the day of the Lord is coming. The word tells us that a faithful witness delivereth souls. We should be instant in season, for the time is coming when the voice of the trumpeters shall be heard no more. Hear what the word of the Lord says in Revelation, the 18th chapter, verses 18 through 24. These verses describe the destruction of Babylon. Verse 18 says, "And cried when they saw the smoke of her burning, say, what city is like unto this great city? And they cast dust on their heads and cried, weeping and wailing, saying, alas, alas, that great city, wherein were made rich all that had ships in the sea, by reason of her costliness, for in 1 hour she is made desolate." Here verse 20, "Rejoice over her, thou heavens, and ye holy prophets and apostles, for God hath avenged you on her. And a mighty angel took up a stone like a great millstone, cast into the sea, saying, thus with violence shall that great city Babylon be thrown down, and shall be found no more at all. And the voice of harpers and musicians and of pipers and of trumpeters shall be heard no more." Beloved, there's a time when the voice of the trumpeter will be heard no more. Let us sound the alarm. Let us blow the trumpet in Zion. Let us do all we can to see souls saved before it's everlastingly too late. Amen. Well, beloved, thank you for joining me today. And as I bring this broadcast to a close, I do so with an invitation to have you share your prayer requests. And when I receive your email or letter, I'll send back whatever God gives to be a blessing and encouragement to your heart. Thank you so much for joining me today. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh,